Green's new borough manager, Annette Kreitzer, has started the job. And Skagway has launched an archaeological investigation into a former Native residential boarding school. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Corinne Smith. It's also Indigenous Peoples Day, and we are reporting from Tlingit Ani, Indigenous Tlingit Territory. Those stories are up next. Haines' incoming borough manager, Annette Kreitzer, has been on the job for a week. She comes from Juneau, where she had a long career in state government. And she says she has the leadership and problem-solving skills to be the Haines borough's top administrator. Annette Kreitzer drove off the ferry in Haines to start work on October 1st. But she says she didn't get very far.
The first thing I had to tackle was the alternator went out of my truck.
She said her husband helped her out with that one, and then she started in on borough department briefings and getting oriented. Kreitzer has been retired since 2012. Prior to that, her professional career was in state government in Juneau. From 1992, she worked as a legislative aide, then chief of staff for Lieutenant Governor Lauren Leman, before being named commissioner of the Department of Administration under Republican Governors Sarah Palin and Sean Parnell.
It's about 15,000 employees that you're essentially responsible for because you're doing retirement and benefits and all of the inward-looking things, labor relations, personnel issues.
Kreitzer says she brings those lessons learned for problem-solving in a smaller town like Haines.
When you hear a new idea that will bring change, a lot of times the first reaction is no because of concerns that you might have about the idea. And I would always tell the folks on my team to don't say no. Just say, how will you handle this challenge? Because a lot of times people can figure out good solutions for the concerns that you have.
Haines Mayor Douglas Olrud says her background and experience made her a strong candidate.
I think the thing that's the most important for the manager is a willingness to listen, but then also be firm enough to make a decision when you have to make it. It's great to get input from a lot of different sources, but at the end of the day, there's a lot of things that are just her decision to make, and I think she has those characteristics.
She was one of 10 applicants for this round of the borough manager hiring process, which took about 18 months. Haines' last borough manager, Deborah Schnabel, was fired in May 2020 along a contentious 4-3 vote. Schnabel is now back in public office, having just been elected to the Assembly for a 3-year term. Asked why she wanted to come out of retirement to work in Haines, she said she feels she's the right person to help Haines stabilize its local government.
I just felt like I could perhaps help in this situation. It was intriguing to me. And so not every problem that happens is intriguing to me, but this one was. And so that's why I applied.
Annette Kreitzer's salary is $130,000 plus benefits. To prepare to start the job, Kreitzer said she's been studying borough code and policies. But she also went on a 5-week hunting trip in South Africa, Zimbabwe, and Botswana.
Mostly antelope. I would love to be able to bring game meat home, but that's prohibited.
Between meetings and research, she says she hasn't yet been out much.
I wish I could say I've been out and about, but I have not. I had my head buried in the computer so much in the first several days that I didn't even realize that there was a parts place across the street from my office, for instance. But it is my intention to get out and meet people in the community, business leaders.
Kreitzer's first assembly meeting as borough manager will be at 6:30 p.m. Tuesday in person and via Zoom. Skagway municipal and tribal officials have agreed to do an archaeological study of a former residential boarding school for mainly Indigenous children that's now a site of an RV park. KHNS's Mike Swayze reports.
Skagway's Assembly voted unanimously last week to work with the Skagway Traditional Council to authorize ground-penetrating radar with some shovel work at the Pius X Mission School site. It was open from 1932 to 1959 and served about 60 Indigenous children. The property is now owned by the municipality, which uses it as a seasonal RV park. Plans have swirled in recent years for redevelopment as a housing subdivision or making utility improvements and continuing RV services for independent travelers. But the Skagway Traditional Council has asked that before any major renovations get started, they be allowed to study the area. They've also asked for a portion of the area to be gifted to the tribal government, the size and scope of which will be discussed after the study is complete. The backdrop of all of this is the recent discoveries of more than 1,000 bodies of Indigenous children found at residential boarding school sites throughout Canada in the past year.
I think with all of the unfortunate news throughout our nation and in Canada, we are doing our due diligence in asking that an archaeological study be done.
That's Jamie Bricker, president of the Skagway Traditional Council. Her grandfather and uncles were brought from Kodiak Island to Skagway to attend the mission school here.
I'm looking into some personal history there to find out more about how old they were when they came and under what circumstances. I was told when I was younger that they were brought here during World War II as part of the Alley relocation.
Skagway elder Andy Byerly attended the St. Pius X Mission School in Skagway in the 1950s. The buildings are long gone. Today it's a flat open space covered by gravel and patchy grass where RVs park during the summer. He showed me the site during a recent rainstorm.
So where we're standing right now is, I think, is the south side of the Pius X Mission main building.
He said there were about 60 kids at the school when he attended, and 6 or 7 nuns. He also said a lot of the kids were from families that had a hard time finding jobs and ended up on the welfare system. Most of them would go back home during the summer, but some stayed year-round. The kids came from all over the state.
There was one person that I remember that was from Nome, and the other ones from up north were from Palmer, Anchorage, Fairbanks, and the rest of the students were from Southeast Alaska, Yakutat, Juneau, Puna, Angoon, Wrangell, Petersburg.
Byerly said there were 4 barracks when he was at the school, one each for the boys' dorm and the girls' dorm, one for storage, and one was an art building of sorts where they taught pottery, and some kids were allowed to do some Tlingit carving. Only English was spoken. Byerly remembered the nuns doling out a rap on the knuckles if a kid was out of line, but he said he didn't recall any actual abuse.
I think that even though I didn't like it, I think they taught me to respect people and respect whatever they are.
The Sisters of St. Anne, who sent the nuns for the Pius X Mission School, have apologized for their role in stamping out Native culture by assimilating around 150,000 young children in boarding schools. What comes next isn't clear. There isn't a formal plan or a timeline yet, and though the tribal government has offered to contribute funds to the project, those details have yet to be hammered out. Reporting from Skagway, I'm Mike Swayze.
For KHNS, I'm Corinne Smith. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read news stories on our website at khns.org. You can also subscribe to KHNS News on Spotify or anywhere you get your podcasts.